Across the U.S., daily new cases rose over the past 2 weeks to more than 37,000, up from less than 13,700 on July 6, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky, says there were 46,000 new reported coronavirus infections yesterday alone. She pointed to the transmissibility of the Delta variant as a leading cause.
The Delta variant is spreading with incredible efficiency and now represents more than 83% of the virus circulating in the United States. Compared to the virus we had circulating initially in the United States at the start of the pandemic, the Delta variant is more aggressive and much more transmissible than previously circulating strains. It is one of the most infectious respiratory viruses we know of and that I have seen in my 20-year career.
Just 56% of Americans have gotten at least one dose of a vaccine, according to the CDC. White House Task Force Coordinator Jeff Zients said the largest number of cases are occurring in regions with the lowest vaccination rates.
Unvaccinated individuals account for virtually all, 97%, of the COVID hospitalizations and deaths in the U.S. In fact, the counties with the highest case rates have significantly lower vaccination rates than counties with lower case rates. This week, just three states, Florida, Texas, and Missouri, three states with lower vaccination rates, accounted for 40% of all cases nationwide.
In places like Arkansas, Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, and Nevada, where opposition to the vaccine is prevalent, the messaging is changing. In Missouri, 200 pastors and ministers have signed a statement urging Christians to get the COVID-19 vaccination in a concerted effort to beat back against misinformation driving vaccine hesitancy. COVID-19 infections have nearly tripled in the past 2 weeks, and vaccination rates have been slowing. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy partly blames the onslaught of vaccine misinformation, which is straining hospitals and exhausting doctors.
And we have continued to emphasize what individuals can do to stop health misinformation in its tracks. That includes asking everyone to raise their own bar for sharing health information by checking to make sure that it's backed by credible scientific sources. As we say in the advisory, if you're not sure, don't share.
Dr. Murthy issued a Surgeon General's advisory to combat health misinformation last week. He says conversations with trusted community members can help convince vaccine-hesitant people to get the shot. Recent data finds that 1 out of 5 adults who were unsure about the vaccine in January have now been vaccinated.
And when asked what changed their mind, it was talking to family, friends, and their doctors, and seeing that people they knew had been safely vaccinated. So we need to keep having these conversations.
Although health officials are warning the U.S. is at another critical juncture in the pandemic, the CDC has not changed its guidance that vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks. For KPFA News, I'm Melissa Martinet.